Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. It is another blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the very Word of God again with you. We thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, doesn't matter what part of the world you listen to the broadcast at, doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are, we want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD, the number 2MAN, at gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So as we await for my brother to come on, wherever you listen to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Father, we thank you once again for another blessed day that you have blessed us to see, another opportunity you've given us to assemble together in your word. Father, we ask for the presence of your spirit and the releasing through your spirit of understanding and revelation knowledge into our hearts. We pray as we will bless our brother tonight, as well as the sisters that come in to join, to deliver your word, Lord God, in a way that it will be pleasing in your sight. Let your words be anointed as it is taught or preached tonight, even as it being testified of to those that are hearing this day and time. Touch the hearers, Lord God, to have a mind to seek you about what they're hearing today and bring it to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, we just thank you and we give you honor, praise, and glory and magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Once again, grateful, very grateful to the Lord who has blessed us on such a day, an opportunity and time to share the word of God again with you. People, you know, I want to say before my brother come on that how important it is for us to study the word of God. Now, I want you to understand something. When you're studying the Word of God, you ain't studying just to get head knowledge or to show off how many scriptures that you can quote. That is not what it's about. The Word of God is food, and it is food for our spirit, okay? Just like you have to have physical food for your body, or else you would go through malnutrition and you could die. Well, that's the same way spiritually with your spirit. If you don't feed your spirit, you can suffer spiritual malnutrition and die, okay? Now, many Christians are not really getting this. And when you talk to them about studying, they go, yeah, well, I know. But it's such an attitude of a nonchalant spirit, you know, anyone can see it up front that it really is no biggie with you. But I personally believe that in these last days, many Christians are going to find out why God tells us to study to show thyself approved. They're going to find out how important it is that you have fed your spirit. Because we must understand that when we allow our spirit to get weaker from the lack of feeding it the spiritual food, your flesh gets stronger. And you notice that. Amen. And when you indulge in the flesh more and more and more, when you need to come from it, you have such a battle to break from that thing, whatever your flesh got into. But see, when your spirit man gets weakened, your flesh, quote, gets stronger. Okay? And we know what the Word of God has to say about the flesh. If it's left unchecked, what is it going to do? It's going to sin. The Apostle Paul said in the book of Romans that the law of sin and death works well in his flesh. Okay? So if any of us were to leave our flesh unchecked, automatically you're sinning, okay? Because this flesh hasn't been changed yet. It was your spirit that was born again, not your flesh, okay? So you still got to deal with this flesh, but with a strong spirit, you can deal with it better with a strong spirit than with a weak spirit. You understand what I'm saying? How many of you think about the time where you went too long without eating? Did you get? You got very weak, didn't you? Some of us, you know, we went to the point so far that we couldn't even hardly walk or stand up. Oh, I know some of you may remember days like that when you knew that you took it a little bit too far, when you kept working on the job, when you should have taken your break, but either you wanted to make an impression or thought that you're going to get more work done working through your break without eating. And all of a sudden, it came that time where you start feeling real weak because you didn't feed yourself food. Now, I can raise my hand to that because I've done that a few times in my life before. You know, I either kept working or kept doing something when I should have stopped, took a break, and ate. And I'm thinking, hey, if I work through this break without eating, just boom, 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 keep going, I can get more accomplished and get through early. Well, there was times where that backfired, okay? Got to a point I got so weak it got scary. Oh, I know some of you know what I'm talking about. Have you ever got so weak that it got, quote, scary? You actually thought that any minute now you would go out, you would pass out? Well, you knew you went overboard when you did it, amen? And so just like you have to feed your natural body, you have to feed your spiritual body, your spirit man, food, which is the word of God. So having said that, I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you once again on this Friday, brother. How you doing?
According to our faith, so shall it be, and so it is. The grace will abound according to our faith. So every day of our lives, we thank God. It's how we allow our faith to assure us how the day is going to be. So it's going to be a blessed day when you're sure and putting your steps in your faith to release. That's how every day is going to be. So this has been a blessed day and a wonderful day. And start off being a gift from God who commanded life. And what I do with that day is the decision I have to make. And what occurs in that day is the decisions I make and the faith that I exert. So thank God for another wonderful, blessed day. For this is the day the Lord has given, and I am exceedingly glad about it.
Amen. Amen. And I am with you on this, brother. So praise be to God. We're grateful for another blessed day in Christ Jesus, another golden opportunity, brother, to share the word of God with the people.
Yes, that's one of the things that we have the blessing. One of the areas that we can share, declare, the living and written word of God. But more than that, we have been given this day to do two other things that even equally important. So as we celebrate, I do celebrating Yom Kippur and atonement every day, and celebrating the resurrection of our Lord. And we think on these thoughts. Now, I am grateful for the day, and I honor the Lord Jesus and the Holy Ghost and his suffering, death, and resurrection victory, and for him revealing in these last days, restoring the everlasting gospel. So grateful. I thank you, God, for my family, my loved ones, you preserve. You kept America for safe for another day, and preserved us from attack and from tidal waves and destruction, the volcanoes. I am grateful I'm thankful that you have kept many people alive from this so-called coronavirus, and we are grateful that you've given us our provisions. But most of all, Lord, I thank you for giving us this opportunity to have this liberty to declare openly on the airwaves the redemption of our Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm grateful for that, in particular that we have freedom and liberty without fear so far. And I'm grateful for that liberty you have allowed us of being in Zion, the Americas. Thank God. Thank God for our brothers and sisters everywhere, in every nation, who are clearing the bloodstained banner and the victory of Christ over Satan, sin, death, and the grave. I am grateful for my brothers and sisters who are putting their lives on the line and giving it all and investing their lives for the good of others. And I thank you for their faith and their dedication. I thank you for the unknown Christians, the redeemed believers, who are going into harm's way in difficult ways, laying down their life, leaving their comfortable reality in life just to serve humanity and reveal the love of Christ. I honor and give glory and thank you for their faith and their dedication. And amen. This is Talk Brock Radio. This is Handmaid's Night. We honor the women, the mothers, the sisters, and the ambassadors, and the mothers and wives around the world. And just the women who are bearing the task of raising their children, their families, for a better day. We honor the great women of God in the past and in the future and in the now, and those who are striving to make a better place and better lives and raise their children and give them a God's legacy and a God's future in Christ. Thank God. Amen. And also for those mothers who are just struggling to feed their children and give them water and bread daily, struggling, and I thank God for their love. Amen.
Amen, brother. Amen. We are very grateful for what the Lord is doing in this day and time. Truly indeed a blessing, the move of God, and at the same time preparing his people for the things that is yet to come, but is on the way.
Yes, there is some great and marvelous and wondrous things the Lord has planned, is in the making. I think this is the most awesome and grateful and blessed time in the history of the world, when the Lord Jesus, through his working and mighty power, is about to break forth into all nations and gather the harvest for many nations. And he's about to show the power of the Holy Ghost that has never been seen on the earth. And there's going the rain, the latter rain, the former, and the mighty power and visitation of the Lord Jesus Christ in the earth through the gospel to do many wonderful things to counteract what Satan and sin has done. We're about to see the greatest day the redeemed people, the army of the Lord, showing forth in the nation. So it's going to be an awesome time, a mighty and awesome time.
Yes, it is, brother. Yes, it is. So let us all get prepared in the spirit to receive the things that God have for us. Amen. Get
Amen.
Our focus more on him. Amen. And,
okay.
and not on things.
And we want to make sure that we understand that on this sixth day, we give an invitation to everyone that's listening that Jesus Christ has a solution for your present problem and your present need. And maybe you're in a grievous time in the other nations, and you don't have the freedom and liberty that we have in America. And we understand that. And our heart goes out to you. But God, through Christ, gave his life on the cross, shed his blood, redeemed, and bare iniquity and sin, rose again with complete victory over Satan, sin, and death, and at the right hand of the Father, interceding for you to send the everlasting gospel to rescue you and deliver you. So wherever you are, mothers, fathers, children, ambassadors, wherever you are, right where you stand today, Jesus Christ is standing there and he wants you to welcome him into your situation and into your life to turn it around, and give you complete transformation and victory. He's willing to turn that community, your home, that nation around for the kingdom of God. And we are praying today that what Jesus told us to pray, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as is in heaven. And that's what we see in the blossom of the beginning of now, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of the world is falling down. The kingdom of death, of Satan is crumbling, and he's struggling, doing all he can. But the kingdom of our Lord is about to take dominion and power in the earth through the gospel and the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank God for the blood. I want to exalt the blood of Jesus today. I don't think we talk enough about the redeeming, delivering blood of Jesus Christ. I don't think we exalt, because without the blood of Jesus, we have no hope. Without the blood, the atonement, there will be no way back to God. But because of he laid down his life, he shed his blood and rose again with mighty power, every nation, every person, everyone in darkness can come to the light and be reconciled to God and have their eyes on eternity when Jesus shall come back again. Amen. Now, I was thinking a few minutes ago that scripture says, Jesus said he was the light of the world. Now he said his redeemed church is sitting on top of the hill with a light, that they are now the light of the world. So I was thinking about the two greatest things that every human being is given, and that is called influence and impact. Every person carries influence of something and impact, impacting somebody's life, some community, some home, some family, some friends, some acquaintance. Everyone is carrying impact, whether it's good or evil or indifferent or help or blessing. He's carrying impact and influence. He's influencing something. And so the people in Christ and in walking in the light of the Holy Ghost have the greatest influence and impact in many areas in this life. I was just thinking about the human impact we carry even without Christ. What do you think about the impact of the influence that Michael Jordan, the NBA legend, basketball star and icon and businessman, what do you think the influence and impact he would have if he was to get on next 2 weeks before I think they're having a special event. What do you think if he would announce that, I am now a born-again, saved, blood-washed Christian, and Jesus Christ is my Lord? What do you think impacts or influence that would have?
Well, brother, I think it would have a very great influence on many people. I think that influence he has now, a worldly type, I just imagine that if he got saved, how it can impact many people.
Okay, sisters out there, what do you think, sisters? Come on in. Tell us, what do you think influence and impact that if the great, iconic, legendary basketball star, his impact, his skills, his ability, his profile in life. How is it impacting people, and how could it impact people? Where y'all at, sisters?
I give him about another minute. I'm looking for them to be on. You didn't make the call out now, brother.
Yeah. Okay. Influence and impact. Influence in the workplace, in the home place, in the community place, in political. Do you know that Lord intended for us to have impact and influence as believers? But did you know that he intended for us to have impact positively beneficial even before we come to Christ. And most people think that the only impact is the spiritual one. That's not so. There are many people are doing a lot of good things, temporary good things, impacting our children's lives and family lives and our community's lives, and they have no revelation knowledge of Jesus Christ. So everything, whether it's in the natural realm or the spiritual realm, is having an influence for good or evil, or beneficial or not benefit. And so there are many people who are not necessarily in the kingdom of God, as human beings are helping our children, going to homes and social work and humanity work, and they're doing good things and wonderful things. They're just not saved, but they're having a great impact upon lives of people and families. And I'm grateful for my social workers, who, even though they're in their career, I'm grateful for the assistance that people going into jail, medical and looking on their minds and cares about people who are using their influence, impact, and their ability to help people. So I'm thankful for the people who are in government, who we call the many politicians, our congressmen and senators, who are impacting our nation by their decisions and their votes for good, evil, or indifferent. So I thank God for all of these people. I thank God for the person that comes, impact our community, cleans out, keep the community clean, try to turn the children onto sports and competition to get their minds on a good life. I'm grateful for all the coaches that coaches our kids, teaches children, and especially the teachers. I'm so grateful. Without the teachers and our teachers, the school teachers who impact and influence with their ability to teach and train our kids, oh, I'm so grateful for you. Hello, sister.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. God bless.
You kind of way away, sister. Where you okay. Way away somewhere.
Right here, brother. God bless you.
Okay, you sound like you're way away.
Oh, I don't know. I've been having problems with my phone. Sometimes it just cut off. But I thank and praise the Lord. And I do agree about the influence and the impact, because I believe that these famous people, and some of them are impacting the wrong way. For instance, you've got so many famous people now that are standing up and saying, well, my child was born a girl, but they want to be a boy. And they're standing up and saying, I stand with my child, and impacting them the wrong way. And these children that's out there, they could be a great influence if they would stand up and say, if they was to get saved and stand up and say that that's not the way that Jesus meant for it to be. He created you a girl, that's what he wants you to be. He created you a boy, that's what he wants you to be. Instead of standing up and saying, I stand with my child. No, you are impacting them with a belief that will carry them until they find out different or they are shown different, but you could influence them if your life was in Christ.
Hey, thank God. I am looking on both sides of this influence and impact. And I think that I remember that my teachers in my school, and I think teachers in particular in the primary and secondary schools our nation, and we start out with our kids and our children in what we call when I was going to school, we talked about the primary, the primary, the primary school, and I think right early that I am so grateful. And see, impact, influence for good is not just only spiritual. And see, this is what we have to understand, that it's just not only spiritual.
Amen.
And see, impact and influence first starts at the home, of course, with the mother, the father, whatever. I think that's the molding and the making of a nation always starts at the home. Starts at home. That's the ground floor. Now, but the secondary thing, I think that our teachers in our school don't get enough credit. And they can be good people, wonderful people, humane people, dedicated people, even though they may not have to be in Christ. They don't have to be in Christ to do good. And I think that our teachers of our primary and secondary and high school especially do not get the credit many times for what the contribution and influence and impact upon the lives of people and nations. Thank God, and I want to get special recognition and honor for teachers in our schools. Now, I know education is turning around and we're getting beyond where they're teaching a lot of perverse things, idolatrous things now, lately. But I remember 30, 40 years ago and how teachers grounded our kids and encouraged and strengthened our kids and influenced them to go on to greater things and greater education and greater achievement. And so I just want to thank God. I can remember many teachers I can name them that made a first impact on me in my schooling, education, and my future. So I know Christians, we first think spiritual. But before we became Christian, we were natural. You see, before we came in the light of Christ, we were first natural. There were people that helped you, and they were not necessarily saved, were not redeemed. They are impacting society. The people that go and take care of the mental patients, that take care of the seniors, take care of the old people, the correctional people, they don't have to be saved. They just have good in their hearts. They've been trained to help people, to bless people. So I'm just giving credit to how they're impacting people by doing good.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Don't you know it's a good work for, even though he's getting paid and job, that still in his ability at job, even just your garbage man, taking all the garbage, he's helping keep, the community from disease and everything. All of these things are a benefit to mankind. And sometimes we as Christians don't see the complete picture. We just think, well, now I'm redeemed and everything. It's just spiritual. Not so. Not so.
No.
God has raised up people in government to do a great service. And many of them don't know God, don't even know what we call redeemed, but they're doing a great service to humanity. Can you agree with that? Anybody see that?
Amen. So true. So true.
Amen. And so, when people go to countries and dig wells and feed the people and give them medicine, don't you know that's a service? That's a service to humanity of good. Don't you know the doctors that go to these nations do free service, ministering to them and impact and influencing them for good in life? Thank God for all of these, the ambassadors that go into nations, and they're influencing the laws of that nation for betterment of people. I thank God for the ambassador. I was looking at Dr. Ralph Bunche. I think he was the first black United Nations ambassador. Education is very important. We need to impress upon our children the need to develop their talents by education. And the people that are doing that, helping our kids to prepare for life and for service to people and to their families and training them and encouraging them. And they don't have to be redeemed either. They don't have to be dancing in the street. They're just given an assignment to do good. To do good.
Yeah.
Now, Michael Jordan, even though he's not what we call saved, sanctified, or don't know Jesus, he do some good things to impact life. But I like LeBron James, what he's doing by building schools. Don't you think that's a great service of good? What do we think?
It is. Amen.
See, sometimes we miss these things, and we overlook these things. Sometimes we underscope and we only think, you know, one area. But LeBron James is going back to his community. He's an NBA star, and he built schools and given free tuition to all of these in his area. Don't you know some of these kids would never get an opportunity, a chance to be blessed if he was not impacting and influencing and using his ability and what he has to influence those kids and change their lives? And he stands up for the unprivileged, the underprivileged. Those people are doing the good. See, I thank God for the Freedom Riders that went through all of that to change our social law where people can have a better influence to change. That the Freedom Riders went and put their lives on the line to change the laws of community of inequity towards injustice, that people will have a better life, that our children will have a better life. Their influence impacted a great change. Do anybody see that? Do anybody have any? Huh?
I agree with you, and I think and I praise the Lord. And you're so right about what you're saying, that, you know, you can have a great impact even without the Lord being in your lives. I know people and was introduced to some of those Doctors Without Borders, and they wasn't saved. And we talk about the doctors that went to these foreign countries to care for the sick, but we also leave out the nurses that went with them. And I know some that was there. And I just think and I praise the Lord because they did impact and save. And when I said save, I'm talking naturally. So many lives. And yes, those people that are doing things that to impact the life of other people, yes, it's a blessing. And we do have a tendency to not to give them credit for that, but I thank God for them.
Do you not know that all good comes from God?
Yes, the word. Mm-hmm.
When a person, they don't have to be redeemed.
Yeah.
They don't have to be, quote, saved by the king to do good.
Amen.
They don't have to be there can be a natural benefit and influence in this life to people.
Yeah.
Our community, if there were not certain people sent to our community and bless our community in the social area, in the educational area, in the law enforcement area, in the teaching area. You imagine what our society, if there were not good people who were contributing.
My God.
So I thank God for these many people, like you said, nurses and caring and medical leave and go to these nations and a lot of times don't get paid or nothing, but go out to help these people. Go to these nations that don't have medical service, don't have school. They go there to teach kids and feed them. And I'm grateful for that, not only for the love, but how they are impacting and influencing positive change in our world and community. Thank God.
Okay.
Amen. So impact and influence can be used for greater good and mightier good, not only the kingdom of God, which is the greater good, but the now good that we need now. Don't you know Jesus saw the need to feed those people? He could have said, oh, y'all can die and go to heaven. Don't worry about it. Just starve to death. Now, we look at the spiritual side only. But Jesus said, no. God didn't just come not only to prepare you for heaven, which is your greater goal. He came right now to minister to your present need in this life. I said the Lord is interested in our present need in this life.
Amen.
Do we understand? And he sent people to help us, to give us bread, substance and training. They
mm-hmm.
are servants of the Lord, even though they're not saved. Now, do you know that a lot of people are servants of the Lord even though they don't know him? Why? Because they're the servants of the good. Where did that good thought come from? Every good
mm-hmm.
thought and every gift come from God. I don't care whether you save or unsaved. It don't make any difference.
Yeah.
But to do good is not motivated by evil or Satan. See, you can do a good service. Say, I want to go help those people. I think I'm going to train or be a nurse so I can help all those people in that community. I want to be a social worker, help all those kids. Don't you know that good thought came from the love? He's using you to impact and influence
mm-hmm.
good for those people.
Mm-hmm.
Do we get it?
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes think we get too spiritual-minded to see what needs to be done earthly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'll say it again because I'll say it. Sometimes we look too far in the heavens. We better look to how the needs
mm-hmm.
of people in the earth, because when Jesus saw their needs,
yes.
he said, feed them, right?
Amen.
Now, he ain't got through preaching to them and telling them about the kingdom of God. But we need some food.
yeah.
Don't you understand that? He saw that earth need. He didn't say, well, don't worry about that. Don't we're not concerned about that as long as you get to heaven. I appreciate you about the kingdom. But he's talking about the kingdom of God coming to earth, meeting your earthly need.
Yeah.
So provisions, that's why God raised up certain people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, even though Oprah Winfrey is not a saved, redeemed Christian, and she says a lot of things that are contrary to the Bible and to the scriptures.
Yeah.
And her lifestyle may be contrary to the scriptures and contrary to the Word of God. Yet, even in her darkness and her blindness, she do some earthly good. Did I get an amen on it? I mean, oh man, somebody correct me. Somebody correct
me. That's true. Amen.
Now, I thank God for the spiritual influence of the redeemed people because they carry the bigger, the greater influence in things and spiritual things. But Oprah Winfrey, her influence in the earth, even though she's not a Christian, quote, say, she does some good. She built that school in Africa for all those kids.
Yeah.
We sometimes miss some fun. Those kids could be go on to be great giants and great leaders and great ambassadors.
Yeah.
And some of them come to great Christian leaders and socially and educationally. See, you don't know the future, how impact the poor people are going to be. So the good, by her going there, building that school for those kids in Africa, showing that she cares and she's concerned about their future, that's a good. That's an impact. That's a good influence, even though she's not saved. She's not redeemed.
Amen.
Why? Well, we ain't doing it. I ain't doing it. So God got to use somebody.
Yes. Amen.
I said, listen. God has used a lot of unredeemed people to do a lot of good things.
Yeah. Amen.
I know we don't get it. But see, if you was dependent on the Christian to do all this stuff, it wouldn't get done.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I'll say that again.
I get it, brother.
Where you at, sister? Hello.
Amen.
Do you know you can get so super Christian, you become less earthly good?
Yeah. Amen.
All right, impact and influence, not only for spiritual and eternal things, but things that in the now. Let us affect the now in every good thing. Let us affect the now in every good thing.
Yes, Lord, the now, every good thing, yes.
Now, let me tell you this. There are people that volunteer to go in these homes, to clean these homes, watch these people and care for these people. And some Christians say, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do that. But the Lord has somebody, says somebody, that's willing to show good and influence these helpless, hopeless people in trouble places and go into these homes to teach them and train them and help them.
Amen.
In these correction facilities. They're not all Christian people going in to help these people. They're not all Christian.
Amen.
And so God is using people, and I see the good, the now good, as well as the eternal and spiritual good that we can have in everything that we do. I remember going to Africa. One of the greatest needs that they wanted schools and hospitals. And see, those nations, they need more than just Jesus save me. They need a now answer to their present earthly needs.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get that now? Do you get that? They said they needed schools. The president of that nation said, I'll give you freely, we need some schools here to train our children. And that was a present good need that to develop a nation, to develop lives, they need to be trained, taught, and their talents developed. And so they ask for hospitals. Don't you know everybody ain't going to get healed by prayer?
Amen.
Do you know everybody? There would be millions of people dying if they were not for the doctors.
Yeah, that's true.
Come on now. Come on. Somebody say amen here. We better bless these doctors because millions of people be in pain, excruciating pain and stuff. So we better bless. We see Jesus using these medical doctors to save millions from pain. So I'm just thanking God for that.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus. Their abilities, their service, even though they don't have to be saved, they are servants of God. Do you know these doctors are servants of God? And even though they don't know Jesus as Savior, they are still servants of God because they are serving humanity for good to cause them to heal and have life. God put them to go train. God put in some of these people's heart to be trained to help people, to bless people.
Amen.
No. It ain't the devil. I can tell you it ain't the devil. I can tell you it ain't the devil that's trying to help you in any kind of way. He might be trying to get to the drug house or shoot up or cut somebody or scam somebody. That's what he put in the hearts of people. So I am grateful that the impact, the influence of people who use their ability and God using them to be a help to the now in the present. When you go to these nations, the third world countries, the thing that they need the most is medicine, food, clothing, housing, and hospitals.
Okay.
Now, if you don't think that's serious, I tell you what. You go to a nation and you see these women see their children starving to death in their arms. If you don't think that's a need, you say, well, don't worry about that. I know your baby's starving to death, but we got most of it. Don't worry about that. Well, God is concerned about your hurt and your pain. And when you go to a nation where they're starving, no water, see their kids starving with their bellies bloated. And these doctors and nurses and medicines are sent there. If that was your child, I said, if that was your child. So now, let's pray for Michael Jordan, the iconic basketball, LeBron James. Who else we can name up there? Anybody? Tiger Woods. Anybody else want to name somebody else? You mean tell me y'all been living in a vacuum? Y'all don't know the iconic people of the world? Where y'all at?
Magic Johnson.
Oh, yeah, Magic Johnson. Irvin.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Who was that? Oh, yeah, Shaq O'Neal. Any football stars, any soccer stars, any tennis, any business world, in the medicine world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, these people have mm-hmm. not only doing good, but they're changing lives of nations and people
mm-hmm.
and influencing mm-hmm. them by doing good
mm-hmm.
works. And that chance, when they see that good work, they get a chance, get a glimpse. Through those good works and humanity work, they get a glimpse of good. And won't be.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be better lives. They don't want to go to prison. They don't want to do this. They get
mm-hmm.
it. They turn these people alive. When your kids go to school and education, that means they get a better chance to a good future. So thank God for
mm-hmm.
that teacher. If they don't get education, a lot of times they drop out. They get into crime and violence and
mm-hmm.
drugs and go to prison. So
mm-hmm.
don't say that's not a good work. Don't say they're not influencing a nation
mm-hmm.
and impacting the lives
mm-hmm.
of people.
Yes.
The preachers are not the only one impacting. Say the preachers ain't the only one impacting.
Amen.
The Christian is not the only one that's impacting for good.
Amen.
Amen. Thank
Amen.
God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me tell you. This will show that I said. I told you this one before. I was on the west side. And my car, it was not in the best shape. But I went over there on the west side one night and visited this church. And it was raining and that cold. I was on my way back, way over there, and my car stopped. Goodness gracious. And I didn't have on sufficient, you know, clothes. Or you go a place, you should don't dress. You should have took a cold or took a bath. And so my car stopped. And here on the express, on the outside expressway, it's about, I don't know, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock away over there. And my car don't want to start. And I'm you know, you're cold and you're out in the rain. You try to start this car. And you look at people and you see people passing you by, of course. And you see some of my church people. And they, you know, the Samaritan road. The church people sometimes will pass you by. Okay, I'm not talking again. But I love sitting there. I said, Lord, I see these church people ain't stopping to help me here. You know, I was thinking that. And here come a man in a Cadillac car. And I can see he's a little drunk.
Mm-hmm.
A little inebriated. And he gets out of his car, his Cadillac car with his suit. Do you need any help, bro? I said, yeah, I could use some, bro. He get out of the rain. I said, this guy got a Cadillac and he's rainy. He got it, so he's going to stop and help me. And he's, you know, he's been having a few drinks. And he's going to come and help me with all these good people passing me by. And so he gets in there and says, let me do this for you. Let me do this for you. And he got me started, brother. And believe
mm-hmm.
me, it was no saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled people got me out of that rain and out of that car, okay?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You don't know how God will send help.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I want you to look at it from another point. He gets out of his car. You know, he's a little bit of a car. And he first says, well, you ain't saved, sanctified. I don't want your help. You ain't saved, sanctified, holy. I don't need your help. God can send somebody to your rescue, fix your house, fill your plumbing.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And they don't have to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
That's
fine. Amen.
They can
Amen.
Fix you the best house and don't have to be redeemed.
Uh-huh.
So true.
So we gotta get religious minded off of us and see people
mm-hmm.
and appreciate people and be
yeah.
thankful for the good, the profit, and the benefit they're doing. And we find people in dark places, of course you try to help them. So
mm-hmm.
I just saw influence and impact for good of humanity is a worthwhile thinking. Now, how are LeBron James impacting his community and all those kids who look at him as an iconic basketball star. How is Magic Johnson, or what impact would it have if the president or the vice president will come out and says, listen, beloved, I'm the president, but I'm saved, born again, and I believe in the Bible, and I live my principles life. How much impact would that have on a nation and influence?
Mm-hmm. Great. Big influence. And influence.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Can any of you think of the impact and influence of certain people in society that's doing good and changing hearts and nations and being a benefit? Can you think of the impact and influence?
Amen.
See, here's the thing. I'm going to say something that people don't scripturally understand. In scripture example is that the Lord is using many other people outside of the church.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's right.
And many times we don't discern it. We don't know the importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank God for all these people, especially influencing the kids. I thank God for Oprah Winfrey spending her time and money effort to build that school for those African girls and training center. Mm-hmm. I thank God for that good to impact their future. Don't you know that their future could be many things? They could be the greatest mm-hmm. leader, the greatest mm-hmm. mother, the greatest ambassador, or even someone mm-hmm. could be missionaries, or preachers, or doctors, or lawyer. I mean, that's behind planning that school. That's like perfect. LeBron James' his influence, talking up for justice and righteousness. Listen, just think, if him and Michael Jordan would get on TV and say, look, I'm for Christ, for the kingdom of God, but most of all, I'm for helping people with their needs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to y'all sisters now. I got my little bit in, so the rest of the time is up to you. Our missionaries, Sister Anderson and Sister
Hello.
Helen Missionary Tego.
Yes.
Amen.
I thank the Lord for the word, for the conversation that went forth on tonight. And you know what? I thank the Lord, you know about, to have an influence. There's so many people that do have good influence and bad influence, you know, on people. And, you know, and I just thank the Lord, you know, for what he is doing and what he is doing, you know, amongst his children, and how he began to open up our eyes to be able to let us see and discern the need, not only the need for the children, but also the need of the parents, you know, or the mothers
yeah.
and other fathers.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know what? I learned something over the weekend. You know that they are even suffering. They are even suffering from even in their childhood. And, you know, and they don't know how to separate, you know, those things that is going on in their life. And, you know, and even mm-hmm. though some of them, you know, are saved and born again, and they need a deliverance within themselves, because, you know
mm-hmm.
what, that child within them are still hurting. And it is still
mm-hmm.
crying out. And what is happening, that they release those things on the ones, you know, that love them so dearly. And, you know, and I've been praying and crying out that the Lord will bless them and help them. And, you know, and bring them to the knowledge, you know, that they need that deliverance within themselves. Because they are
mm-hmm.
truly, truly are hurting. Because they suffer so much abuse, you know, in their childhood, you know, and they don't know how to turn it loose and release it, you know, to God, And so I've been praying, you know, for them, that the Lord will help them, because truly they really is in need. And, you know, and it is a sad and it is a hurting thing, you know, to see people, you know, that suffering so bad, you know, in their heart and, you know, in their mind. And, you know, and I thank God, you know, for the one that he has raised up, you know, to be an influence, you know, for the young people and even the mothers and the fathers.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Yes. Well, I just truly think, and I praise the Lord, because some time ago, I just thank the Lord that he laid it on, you know, on my heart that I cry out and I pray for the mothers, and for, because there's so many children that are out there that you know, they're fatherless, they're motherless, they're on the street, they're in foster care, they've been kidnapped, and they have been sexually abused, they're on drugs and alcohol. And just like my husband and I, we was talking today about, you notice how this murdering and this suicide spirit that is out there. And I've been praying, you know, for the mothers or the fathers and for the ones that take care of these children, you know, that they would be convinced and convicted to give their lives to the Lord, that they might save, that they might be able to be an example and teach and to save their children, that their children would be spared to come out of these different situations that they are in. Because, you know, some of these children, they're living right up in the house with the parents, and the parents don't even know what's going on with their child. And I just think, and I praise the Lord, that Lord gave to cry out, you know, for these the ones that's in care of these children. I pray for the children, but I pray for the ones that's in care of these children, so they can be, as, you know, the word was going forth, I thank and I praise the Lord, but they need to be an influence. They need to make an impact on their children's lives, that their children won't go out, or the ones that's already out there in these different, you know, things. Because in this day and time, there are mothers that are walking away from their children. And then you got these children that's in foster care. They are in these, you know, different facilities, you know. And I've been praying, and I think and I praise the Lord, as the sister was saying, how, you know, even you get these young people that have really given their lives over to the Lord, but they are faced with different things that they do not know how to handle. And I just think and I praise the Lord, and I pray for them that, you know, that the Lord will touch them, send somebody their way to help them to deal with these different situations that they are in, because they don't know how to handle. And I found out, you know, that even you find these young, I'm going to say the young adults, that even, you know, I've seen how difficult it is for them to handle the loss of a parent. And it's difficult, even though they are saved, they do not know how to handle that loss.
Yeah.
And I just think and I praise the Lord, you know, that he has, you know, like laid that on my heart to really pray for them, that they will learn. Because, as the brother was saying, all good things come from the Lord Jesus. And I just thank and I praise the Lord. And I also thank him for those people out there that are, you know, helping, giving, that they are influences and impacting the lives of so many people, and that they are not saved. But I thank and I praise the Lord, because, again, you know, the Lord touching their heart. Touching their heart that they would do these things. And I just thank God for them and for the prayers that goes forth for these children and for these young people and young mothers that do not know how to have an influence or impact on their children's lives.
Amen.
Well, you know, here's, I thank God that around the world today and many nations, my desire.
Yeah.
If I had one of my desires was that every born-again saved Brother Wash Christians could spend 6 months in one of these mm-hmm. unnourished third world countries.
Mm-hmm.
It'll change their scope of thinking in their lives. Because yeah. not only will yeah. they impact them by taking the gospel, but they'll be doing more than just, mm-hmm. they'll be have a chance to demonstrate the gospel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, the demonstration mm-hmm. of the gospel is just as important as speaking the gospel.
Amen.
See, Jesus,
yeah.
he preached and taught the gospel. The then he went. Where do you find him? In the worst places.
Mm-hmm.
You go through the Bible, Jesus, what are you doing here? Why are you off the disciples are constantly trying to get him to the synagogue, to a nice, comfortable place. Why are you in this, mm-hmm. Over here in this publican's house eating dinner with him? Why are you over here with all these people out here in the wilderness? You know they don't have no food, and you just, why don't you just walk away? That's not important. Then after he preached, he had to demonstrate it. Everywhere mm-hmm. you found the need, you found Jesus there doing something.
Amen.
And to think about it, he brought heaven to earth.
Yes.
To meet earth's needs.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
To hear their cry and fill the gap in their lives. Mm-hmm. So therefore, when I think like Jesus and heavenly think, how can I deliver a nation if I don't train my children mm-hmm. about honor, respect, and love, and then send them to the school to be trained for life? And see, here we miss it. We think they don't need to train for this life in order to impact and help people.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't have the social workers,
yeah.
if we didn't have the care assistants,
mm-hmm.
if we didn't have the medical profession, we didn't have the people that deal with autism, if we don't have the people that go in the home to deal with the molested children
mm-hmm.
and these dysfunctional parents, if we didn't have these people to go there, because we have to be honest, the church is not going to reach all these people.
That's true.
Amen. Amen.
That's true.
Let's be real.
Uh-huh, that's true. Mm-hmm.
And some of these people, they need present help to
mm-hmm.
see the hand of God move in the present. So that draw them to Christ as Lord, that'll draw mm-hmm. them because of the good works you do, to see the good works that'll turn their eyes upon the Lamb of God, to know that he's a good God. He sent me some help. He's a good
mm-hmm.
God. He sent me this
mm-hmm.
person to help me with
yeah.
my food, with my rent.
Yeah.
He's a good person
yeah.
to help my child that's been abused. He's a good God, so I turn my eyes mm-hmm. upon him. And see, it's the good things that people do that awaken them to the goodness of God and open
mm-hmm.
to the gospel.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
When I went to Africa, these nations, the first thing they cry out, the children on the street, sleeping on the street, no fathers, no mothers, no, and they come up to you, and all these children, they see that you're American, and they're asking you for food and money. They don't have no mother. They sleep on the street. They live on the street. Who is going to go and tend to those?
Yeah.
Don't you see?
Yeah.
Ministering good to influence and impact people is just more than one thing.
Amen.
We know the gospel of Christ is the most powerful instrument or influence. But we got to do
mm-hmm.
some other things to show people that God is the good of the God of the now.
Yes.
The God of the now.
Yes.
The God of the now that reaches down and goes out.
Yes. Yes.
Now,
yes.
It's just like this. Our prayers and our faith works much to move the hand of God, but God wants us to move our own selves into that situation
mm-hmm.
and
yeah.
not just send prayer there only.
Amen.
It's just like when I see Jimmy in that home, Jimmy, and I go out there in that home, see, I can pray for him at my home. But when I walk into that nursing home or in that sister place and show him my love in person, that makes an impact.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
When I walk along the street and give that person a piece of money, a piece of food, they see the goodness of God. Now, listen, there are organizations that are not Christians that are doing a mighty good works for the downtrodden, the homeless, the sick, and they're not Christians.
Amen.
Do you get it?
Amen. Amen.
Do you know about the mercy ship?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know about the starving nations, the one-third earth, and these nation people are in these nations feeding these kids, starving kids? And they will see the goodness of God through that.
Amen.
These mercy ships, are you going to operate on the kids who have all these diseases, don't have no hospitalization, no insurance?
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
The Lord got many ways to touch people's lives and influence people.
Yeah.
I look at the mercy ship that sails to all these nations. Hallelujah to God. Thank God for that. These doctors, and they don't get no pay.
Amen. Amen.
These nurses, they said, they're not getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bless the Lord anyway. I am so glad that the love of God calls us in humanity to influence, impact in a positive, good way that causes people to see the goodness of God. When they see it in humanity and their acts, that's why you say, well, Oprah Winfrey is a atheist. And yeah, she may be all that, and she may be whatever, what they call it, homosexual, bisexual, all this evil stuff. Yeah, that's true. All this stuff they're doing, it's all evil they're doing, and they sure enough need the gospel. There's no doubt. But we got to show them the goodness of God in other ways.
Yes.
In their now situation.
Yeah.
When I go to that home, like I went to this home one time in the Christmas, and the lady sitting up in the kids, they had no food. So I went, and I knocked. I heard about this lady, and I asked her. I went in and questioned her. She's sitting in this place, and now she want to see Jesus is real. You know how she gonna see Jesus real? Oh yeah, I can tell her about the word. But when I show her that food and that help and my concern. Then she see the word in action. Do you get that?
Yeah. Amen.
She'll be influenced to accept Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I said, she'll be impacted by my concern and meeting her present need.
Amen.
I'm revealing. Now,
mm-hmm.
understand this. If we want to say that the Church of Christ is the God's ambassador to end the earth, we have to prove it.
Yes.
Did anybody
Amen.
Get me there? If
Amen.
You say you represent the kingdom of God in Christ, and especially
mm-hmm.
myself, I've been more impacted on this, we
mm-hmm.
have to show the proof of it and the fruit of it.
Yes.
Say the proof and the fruit of it. Proof and the fruit of it.
Proof and the fruit of it.
Yeah.
We can go to any nation and say, we're the Church of Christ, Elijah Message. That's not going to get it.
Yeah.
That's
Amen.
More to it than that. You
yeah.
have to produce the fruit and the proof.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Now, we have an angel come from heaven, and he's bringing a mighty, powerful, pure word with authority. And he told us to impact the whole world.
Mm-hmm.
Now the angel, when he comes, the Elijah comes, he gives us instruction, right?
That's right.
And he gives us direction, inspiration, revelation, wisdom,
mm-hmm.
and impart faith through the words. Now he said, go influence every nation, influence and impact every nation.
Mm-hmm.
But the first place that start exactly where you live at.
Uh-huh.
You know what the book of Acts says? When the Holy Ghost came, he said, start in, they said, before he said go to the nation, he said, after you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost, and you shall be, what, witnesses for at first? Exactly
mm-hmm.
where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Before you go to Jerusalem and Samaria, you impact where you are.
Yes.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus.
Impact
Thank
where
you,
you
Jesus.
Are. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Impact.
Amen.
You never know the influence you're going to have or when you influence one person. Say one person.
One person.
I say you never know when one can multiply to thousands without you know. Just that one person. You influence that one home, that one individual.
Yes.
One individual.
Yes.
Never know.
Yes.
Never know, right?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Understand that the power of one is valuable to God. It may not be valuable to you, but the power of one is impact. The power of affecting one affects hundreds.
Mm-hmm.
Because you don't know where your influence, how far it's going to go when it impacts that one person. Do you know?
Mm-hmm.
God can make it go
mm-hmm.
far and wide, can't he?
Yeah, amen.
He can take that one person and put Mr. Obama in the White House. And they said they never thought, wow, you mean he's in a high place where he can impact many people? So influence for good and for humanity and the benefit and for the gospel and the kingdom of God is far and wide. Listen, the gospel is the good news that we use the Christ and his word to influence impact in every area of our lives.
Yes.
Everything you do. And you don't have, I had a love for people before I came to Christ. I had a human love. I had a care for my people before I got away. I hate to see people suffering, and that's why I help people. I didn't have to be saved to help them in the natural order thing. No. Because before they can see God really, they have to see his hand of goodness in somebody.
Yeah.
And someone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Let's think about impact influence. How do you think a person in high position can impact the lives of people without being redeemed yet? Say, pick out a person that's in high office today, how that affects a nation, a community, and the people as we go. How can that negative, that tyrant, that ruler in these nations impacting people for evil and destruction, how can changing the laws in America to become more Marxist, Islam, how is that going to impact? How is the laws, they're teaching our kids now some laws that, oh, you can change your sex. If you want to be a girl, you can be a boy. You can be a transgender. You can be this. You can do it. And so these laws going to have to be counteractive by our influence. We're going to have to influence these people and impact their lives with the positive results of a loving Christ because they're changing laws in all over our nation to go completely backwards away from God. And it's everything. And so our influence going to these places going to have to impact families at home.
Mm-hmm.
Because my little five-year-old girl getting on the top of, well, I want to say, change my, what is it, what they do? What they doing now?
Sex orientation. Sex orientation.
Do anybody know why Satan is pushing that? Have any idea?
Mm. to tear down the standard, to change he hates man because God loved man, and to change, he's fighting against God. To change the standard, to change the setup of the homes, because now you do not have to, even as a child is born, you do not have to put whether the child are male or female on their birth certificate. You can put other on there now. And that devil knows his time is short, and he's fighting and doing all that he can and coming every way that he can, and he's using who he can to bring about these changes.
Destructive changes and perverted changes to destroy. The influence of many people are being used to destroy and to deceive. So Helen, you want to say something? Why do you think the devil is pushing legal drugs? Why do you think he's pushing this?
He really pushing it because he knows that it is a destroyer. It will destroy, the mind. And he pushing it because he do not want the people to arise, in their place that God have called them, because he's fighting against the commandment, of God to make God's word a non-effect, by the things that he's trying to do, into changing, these different laws and things. And so
we don't understand why the enemy doing certain things and pushing them hard, like abortion. He just want to kill all these children and babies before they're born, thousands of them. Do you know he has killed how many babies now? These babies, these children had a destiny in God.
Yeah.
Do you know how many children he's killed now, unborn babies, abortion, what is it, how many million?
Million.
What is it, 70 million, 80 million?
Wow.
Why do you think so many people, how many minutes?
Yeah, it's around one of those figures you mentioned right there, 70 or 80.
Why do you think he's using influence of greed to push, because the love of money is the root of all evil? So remember now, the love of money and of the power of money, Paul says, is behind a lot the evil in this earth, greed. Why do you think the big businesses in America don't really, many of them don't care about your health or their welfare? They'll just push cigarettes and alcohol or whatever thing that makes money.
Amen.
Now listen, why do you think one out of three person is smoking or drinking? Why do you think they got so many alcohol stores in your neighborhood? Why do you think that one out of three people has got a cigarette or weed in their mouth? That means they got a real problem in their lives.
Yeah.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
We got to be aware of what's behind this. Why am I so messed up that in order to calm my nerves, I got to smoke three packs or two packs of cigarettes?
Yeah. Amen.
And the devil is so cunning, it's all legal.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So now, do you think a Christian should be partaker of something that's destroying people?
No.
So Christians has to be aware what they are in agreement with.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's true.
Why do you think we got so many autism children being born?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we have to know where this curse is coming from. What call it, Brother Nate, as we close? What do you think all these curses are coming from?
You said where or you said why?
Both.
Both. Well, the biggest of it is coming through open doors. You have generational curses. You have where there are sins of the fathers and the mothers. You have personal sins where they open doors to affect our children. So that's where, you know, it comes from. That's the lie root cause of it is through sin.
Yeah, but they don't know what sin is. That's just a word.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we said sin, what's that? What's that? Now, listen. Why do you think witchcraft is increasing in the United States and sorcery? Why? Okay. See, Christians, one thing, the army of the Lord is going to have to be trained. Said the army of the Lord has got to be trained.
I'm
about stopping the enemy.
Amen.
Because
that's
we're not, if we don't equip ourselves to impact and influence the evil that's coming into our nation, our homes, and our children, the enemy is going to have great impact. So we got to do something to counteract what he's doing. So as we go, what do you think we should do, Brother Nate, to counteract that's coming, the things that are coming, to impact, counteract, counterintelligence?
Well, one of them you mentioned that people have to be taught the word of God and to see what God has said in their inheritance, what they inherited through Christ Jesus, knowing who Christ is, getting to know the Savior, and know what he has provided for us.
Amen.
Now, if the believers are untrained, who they are, what they are, and what their assignment is, who they are, what they are, and what their assignment is, then the enemy will impact in a powerful, destructive way. Because if you got an untrained army, an unprepared, untrained people, then they can't counteract what the enemy's doing. Is that right?
Amen.
So let's see about equipping ourselves to influence that the kingdom of God will rule and have dominion. Right now, Satan is planning several things. In the spirit realm, when we pray, we ask God to open our eyes and our ears as we pray, that we may be as counterintelligent to counteract what Satan is doing over our neighborhood, over our city. And the Church of Christ is having, as many other churches and many other believers, are having great struggles, right? And in order to resolve this, we need consecrated, trained soldiers. See, it's not enough just to try to birth a church. It's not enough. You just can't baptize a person and that's it. If you don't train and prepare them against the enemy and the kingdom of God, you just baptize them to be loose. That's not sufficient. See, what people have thought, all you had to do is just give them basic training, just baptize them, and then now lay hands on, that's it. And why did they not survive? Because they were not trained and prepared. They were not equipped. So we had to start equipping ourselves and training ourselves to have the greater impact and influence in this world, because Jesus said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, just like it is in heaven. So let's pray. Who are going to lead this prayer? whatever, for all those women and all those homes and those people and, beyond America. America has got too much. We need to be concerned ourselves with the nations of the earth.
Got 4.5 minutes, bro.
Okay, Brother Nate, you want to take one of those minutes? Sister Helen and Sister and other will take other minutes in prayer. You want to take one of those minutes, brother?
Amen. Father, we pray today as we come before you at this time, Lord God, to lift up the names that were mentioned today of those who are in sports, who have an influence on many people. That, Lord God, this day, that you would touch their hearts and move them, Lord, to come to accept you, to inquire of you, to come to know you. That, Lord God, that they may experience the presence of your spirit in their hearts. And, Father, that their works may be seasoned by the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus for your glory. So, Father, we lift them up before you as you have preserved and kept them. Lord God, Father, we pray that you would touch them by your Holy Spirit right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we thank you, Father. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Well, Heavenly Father God, as we come right now, Lord Jesus, Lord, we come and we thank you right now, Lord Jesus, for keeping us humble before you with a repentant heart, Lord Jesus, for keeping us with clean hands and a pure heart, Lord God. And as we come before you, Lord God, we come standing in the gap tonight for souls, Lord. We come standing in the gap, Lord God, because we know, Lord Jesus, according to your word, you say we fight not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, Lord God. And Heavenly Father, right now in your name, Lord Jesus, we come standing in the gap, Lord God, for those souls, for the people in the foreign countries, for those children, Lord God, that's going to bed hungry each night, Lord Jesus. And Lord God, I thank you right now, Lord Jesus, because we know, Lord God, that we need to take care of the situation right now at hand, that is at hand, Lord. And so we come, Lord God, to fight against the enemy, Lord. You said according to your word that we can come against that strong man, Lord God. So we come against the strong man and we bind him, Lord God. Lord Jesus, right now we come against those strong spirits and overwhelming spirits of Leviathan and guilt and communism, Lord God. We come against that spirit, Lord God, of transparency, Lord Jesus, on avoiding objective guilt and insecurity. Come against them right now, Lord God. We ask that you, Lord God, according to your word, Lord, that we would teach and train our children in the way that they should go. And Lord, that you would, Lord God, teach us, Lord God. Jesus, that the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, Lord God. But Lord Jesus, we counteract. We counteract, Lord God, the flames. We counteract, Lord God, that spirit of the Satan and every soul, Lord God. We break it and we chase it and we come against it in your holy precious name. Jesus, Lord God, that your blood representing Jesus, healer and precious name. And we thank you tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, we just truly thank you, Lord Jesus. We just thank you for your word of truth, Lord God. And Father God, we just thank you. We praise your holy name. And Father God, we ask you to continue to bless the body of Christ, Lord God, that we will rise up and equip ourselves, Lord God, with your word that we stand in need, Lord God, that the whole of Christ will be upon us, Lord God, that we might be able to stand in this last day, Lord God. Lord God, that we might go forth and reach the souls of mankind everywhere, Lord, even in the
Anointing of God, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of the Lord, the anointing of deliverance, and glorify and glorify. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
To all the women in Burton Bride and every nation under the sun, our prayer and our faith is for you in your suffering and for all your darkness and in your distress. Our faith is hope is in Christ. He cares about thee.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Once again, we thank God for another blessed broadcast. Don't forget tomorrow night at the Heart to Heart at 7 o'clock. Look for the advertisement tomorrow night, as well as from 6 to 6:30. Me and Brother Robert Gross will be back on to continue with the part of the series that we're on. So once again, for Brother Leaders and Brother Nate, Sister Teague, Sister Anderson, we love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless all.
Amen. God bless. Amen.
Amen.